This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump arriving in Vietnam today for a second summit that starts tomorrow with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. The two-day affair is something that former FBI Director John Brennan says needs to produce a meaningful commitment from the North.
I'd like to see there to be some type of agreement on the part of Kim Jong-un to allow international inspectors to at least visit some of the facilities there. I think that's an important first step. It shows that Kim Jong-un is going to open up a bit.
Brennan spoke on MSNBC. President Trump's former personal lawyer and so-called fixer, Michael Cohen, goes behind closed doors with the Senate Intelligence Committee today. He'll answer questions in an open hearing of the House Oversight Committee tomorrow, and then on Thursday, Cohen testifies in private with the House Intelligence Panel. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.5%, APR 4.78%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. A 2% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
If your New Year's resolution is to be healthier, it all starts with a good night's rest. MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, you'll get the lowest price ever MyPillow has offered for their four-pack, free shipping, and their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, use my promo code USA to get two premium MyPillows and two go-anywhere pillows. MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
Prosecutors in Florida now say New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft visited a massage parlor for sex on the day of the AFC Championship game. They say as they formally charged a 77-year-old billionaire with soliciting prostitution that he visited the Orchids of Asia Day Spa in Jupiter for sex on the night before and the morning of the Patriots' AFC Championship victory over the Kansas City Chiefs last month. An Amtrak train heading from Seattle to Los Angeles striking a tree on the tracks in Oregon back on Sunday. And 2 days later, it's still there. One of the 183 passengers aboard, Rebecca Dodson, says on a video that she posted to Twitter last night.
Stuck on Amtrak Coastal Starlight Train 11. We're just outside Oak Ridge, Oregon. We're running low on supplies.
With bad weather bringing more trees down on the tracks, Amtrak and Union Pacific say they're trying to get them cleared as soon as possible. And this is USA Radio News.
Let's have a chat about your debit card, the card you use for the things you buy every day. What if you could get cash back every time you bought those things? Well, now you can. Introducing Discover Cashback Debit. Just open a Discover bank account and start earning 1% cash back on up to $3,000 in debit card purchases every month, automatically. Plus, there are no monthly fees or minimum balances. Now you can get cash back on the way you like to pay. Open a Discover bank account and get the debit card with cash back. Go to discoverbank.com/debit. Limitations apply. Excludes money market accounts. Discover Bank member FDIC.
Vice President Mike Pence visiting Bogota, Colombia yesterday, where he met with and expressed support for the opposition leader of Venezuela. As Pence was meeting with Juan Guaido, he said that all options remain on the table when it comes to driving out the embattled Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro. Pence suggesting even U.S. military action is still possible.
President Trump has made it clear that while we hope for a peaceful transition, we hope that diplomatic and economic pressure and the voice of nations around the world will result in a peaceful transition. All options are on the table.
The U.S. recognizes Guaido as the legitimate president of Venezuela, and Pence called Maduro a tyrant, saying he must step aside. The vice president also met with Venezuelan refugees in neighboring Colombia. A legal challenge to the Trump administration's ban on so-called bump stocks has been thrown out of court by a federal judge who ruled late yesterday in favor of the ban on the rapid-fire gun accessory used to make semi-automatic rifles fire at near full automatic rates. There are other lawsuits in the pipeline, though, but if they're also struck down, the ban would take effect on the 26th of March. And Nielsen's reporting that Sunday night's Academy Awards show had 29.6 million viewers, over 3 million more TV viewers than last year. But then again, last year was the lowest viewed Oscar ceremony of all time. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, that's what it's all about, ladies and gentlemen. The president is in Vietnam. The Oscars are over. And we've got some serious business to consider here. And yes, we know that you can handle the truth. And we're going to talk about that 800,000-pound gorilla that is in the room, which has to do with the murdering of our children. Yesterday, the Senate failed to stop infanticide. That is the headline. And to me, this is such a no-brainer. Why is it that this has become so political that a baby outside a mother's womb? I mean, at that point, we're not talking about reproductive rights. We're talking about the survival of a child. The Senate voted 53-44 in favor of legislation that would protect survivors of abortion, falling short of the necessary 60 votes to proceed as Democrats blocked the bill when only three of them joined Republicans. Now you wonder, you go, where's Mitch McConnell? Why didn't we go nuclear on this? This is a no-brainer. Well, with us right now is Terry Beatley. Terry has been a fighter for the truth on our behalf. We have been lied to up one side and down the other. You've heard me reference Andy Andrews' book, How Do You Kill 11 Million People, that he wrote, I don't know, probably about 8 years ago. And the whole premise of the book was a look back of Germany in World War II. And the premise was you just sell a lie, and the bigger the better. And that's how you kill 11 million people. And for us, 60 million plus people later, another lie has been purported, and we're buying into this. And, Terry, I want to bring you on here right now because what I'm thinking about here is that just like in Germany, one of the things the German government did post-World War II was to make sure that every citizen went to a concentration camp, that they walked through the camps to get an idea of what had happened in their country. And I saw the video of the people going in. It was like a Sunday walk in the park, you know. And there they are going to Dachau or Buchenwald or, you know, some of the concentration camp. And they're laughing and joking. And an hour or so later, they come out and the coats they were wearing are now over their arms. They're crying. They're upset. Right. It is so shocking for them to realize that their government, their country, they themselves as Germans had participated in the extermination of their fellow men. And I think that America is, you know, we're still not there yet, but we need to take America through this process to realize, you know, we have murdered 60 million babies. When is enough enough?
Well, enough is enough, and that's where we're at right now. In fact, Dr. Bernard Nathanson, who founded NARAL Pro-Choice America, which was the first political pro-abortion political action organization, and their goal was to organize a very fractured pro-abortion movement in the 60s. You know, there were some groups who wanted, oh, only abortion for whatever the first X number of weeks, and then and then all the way up, just like it is today, to infanticide. Okay, they were all over the board. So NARAL came into the picture to coalesce, to kind of draw cohesion to the pro-abortion movement. But 6 months after Roe v. Wade, which Nathanson celebrated, he saw the baby on brand new technology for the very first time, which was real-time ultrasound. And the father of the abortion industry, who I had the opportunity to sit with for 1 hour when he was 83 and dying of cancer, he saw that baby smile, and that she was little. We're talking about 10 weeks, 11 weeks. You know, which is when most, you know, most abortions happen in that first trimester, the first 12 weeks. And so that baby was smiling, wiggling her toes, yawning, and the father of the abortion industry, who unleashed this curse onto America, sees that baby and realizes he can no longer deny the humanity of the baby in the womb. And and he had even killed his own child by his own hand. And so I believe, Bill, we're right on the we're right on the precipice, and I believe it's going to happen. Some of the things I'm even working on a national scale, we're going to grind this information down to the most local level, where the average John, George, and Sally Sue out there will come to grips with what we've done. And it's going to be over. I really, truly believe that, because Satan so overplayed his hand.
And that is the big question, isn't it, Terry? Isn't that the big question that Northam even asked himself? And I think that people who have experienced abortions and are suffering from it, even as we talk right now, that is the big question. What have I done?
Right. Well, and I think it's important. I'm going to read this, if you don't mind. This is from Mother Teresa. Everybody loves Mother Teresa. Everybody sees goodness, even an atheist, even a pink-hatted hard, cold feminist, you know what? He still likes Mother Teresa. And Mother Teresa said, how do we persuade a woman not to have an abortion? As always, we must persuade her with love. And we remind ourselves that love means to be willing to give until it hurts. Jesus gave even his life to love us. So the mother who's thinking of abortion, she should be helped to love, that is, to give until it hurts her plans or her free time, or to respect the life of her child. And the father of that child, whoever he is, must also give until it hurts. By abortion, the mother does not learn to love, but kills even her own child to solve her problems. And by abortion, that father is told he does not have to take any responsibility at all for that child. And he's likely to put other women into the same trouble.
Exactly.
So abortion just leads to more abortion. And that's where we're at.
Yes, exactly.
We're in a
sadly
country with millions of, you know, a lot of people think of the women, but the men, the fathers, you've got, you know, I don't know what the stats are, but let's just say half of them, they didn't want their babies to be murdered, Bill.
No.
And they're grieving.
Well, they're exactly. And that's what I've been saying, Terry, is there is going to be an awakening among the men. And as in the Bible, where it talks about the cry of Rachel when Rachel's babies were murdered at the hands of Herod. I believe there is going to be such an awakening of the men across this country that you will hear a male cry that you can't even imagine. And and for us to get there, then we will know that enough is enough. But until then, we're going to have to wait for that cry. The other thing, Terry, that you bring up that is so important, and that is love, that this isn't condemnation here. Look, we bought into a lie. Our culture bought into a lie that you have been talking about and yelling from the rooftops forever, Terry, as a pro-life advocate. And people need to understand is that, look, we all make mistakes. But just because we've made a mistake doesn't mean that we need to double and triple down on that mistake and pass that on to the next generation. Terry Beatley is with us. She's, as I mentioned, a pro-life advocate, author of the book, What If We've Been Wrong, Keeping My Promise to America's Abortion King. More from Terry Beatley on the other side of the break. This is Bill Martinez. We're coming at you live. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Enter into the conversation. Let us know your thoughts. Tweet me at BMartinezLive.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones
do in fact
pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez live.
Hey, just the way you like us, fresh and independent, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. What, are we going to stop this infanticide or not? The Senate failed to do this. The Senate voted 53-44 yesterday in favor of legislation that would protect survivors of abortion. They needed 60 votes, so it fell short. And so the Democrats blocked the bill on something that you would think, wait a minute, how do you block this bill? A child is born as a result of a botched abortion, and we're not going to protect that child. We're just going to, as the governor of Virginia said, you know, just offer some comfort care, and then the child will pass away. You know, the doctor and the mother will decide. I mean, look at this thing has gotten so over politicized. We have gotten so enmeshed in lies that the science is there. And as Terry touched on just a moment ago, I will say this very briefly because I want Terry to have, you know, some additional time here because we need to address some key issues right now and understand where we're coming from. Look at this isn't condemnation. This is a love. And I hope you sense this, that we love humanity and we love all of humanity because that's who we are. And we have this in common. And just if you saw me making a mistake, I would hope you would come to me and say, Bill, you're blowing it here. What are you doing? And this is what we're doing here is saying, look, we have made a mistake. We bought into a lie and we've murdered 60 million babies. And now we've got states that are going, that's not enough that we can, you know, start, you know, promoting infanticide. I mean, this is what our culture has reduced itself to. I mean, this is absolutely disgusting. I will say this, and then I'm going to turn it over to Terry, is that if there's going to be change, it's going to start with people of faith. That's where it comes, because people of faith understand and they've experienced the love of God and they know that God can forgive everything, including the murder of children. And I lay this out for you that it is the people of faith that are going to be the vanguard of change that is needed in this country, an awakening in this country. I am surprised, I got to tell you, when I am at different churches across, as you know, I do a lot of traveling and I visit different churches. And I ask people, oh, hey, have you seen the Kermit Gosnell movie? I mean, deer in the headlights. They have no clue. How could you not see that movie? And so after getting that repeated answer of no, they hadn't seen it, I said, this is disgusting. So I talked with the producers of the Gosnell movie. I got authorization. And we're going to go. I'm in Florida. So I'm going to go to my parish and we're going to show the movie free to the people, to the members of our church. And I'm taking this across the country. If whatever church invites me, I will go. I will get authorization. You need to see this movie to understand the politics of the abortion industry and what's going on. Also, the hard-heartedness of the people. And also appreciate what Kermit Gosnell said after being not only indicted but convicted of three murders, and he's in jail for life. He told the producers of the movie, Ann and Phelan, he said, look, I'm innocent. It's just a matter of time before you understand that. Well, the matter of time happened recently, Terry, in New York, when Governor Cuomo signed that bill, that radical bill that said, hey, at any time you can do an abortion up to the seconds of delivery. And then, of course, we know Virginia took it a step further. But this is absolute insanity. But I feel the way that we need to understand what's going on is people need to get educated, understand what's going on. The science has caught up with it. It laid it out. And as Terry mentioned, and of course, we're going to talk about it again in just a moment. It makes it very clear as to what is happening in the abortion process. The other thing is appreciating the politics of it all. But more importantly, and that is the men and women who have participated in abortions, that they need to understand there is forgiveness. And there's more love from God than the sin of abortion. And it will cover it. But we must first, as the word says, humble ourselves. We have to humble ourselves. And we have to agree with God's perspective on this, not NARAL's perspective, not Planned Parenthood's, not Nancy Pelosi's, not the Democrats' perspective. But what is God's perspective on abortion? What would God say? Terry, go ahead and talk about the eight significant points that you wanted to point out.
Well, and just before I cover that, I think it's important for people to know, you know, we talk about the politics of it. One of the reasons why it's become so hardened is that when this kind of legislation goes on and Planned Parenthood and NARAL visit
these legislators, and unfortunately, you know, it's all the Democrats,
mm-hmm.
And maybe whatever, a couple of the Republicans, but when they go and they close the door, they go, they knock on the door of the Democrat person, the legislator, close the door, and they say, are you going to support this bill? Because if you don't support this bill, or you know, if you're going to, you know, if you don't support the pro-abortion movement side of whatever mm-hmm. kind of bill it is,
right.
they let that elected official, who's in his nice, cushy little position up in Washington, D.C., they tell him, if you don't support it, we're going to primary you.
Exactly.
And then they walk out the door, and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. so it's called the fear of man as a snare. So we've got these elected officials, and then, of course, if they support the pro-abortion bill, you know, they get thrown a few shekels of gold and door knocking and pamphleteering right. and all the, you know, the campaigning.
Right.
But if they don't support it, they will get threatened with mm-hmm. a primary.
Right.
So here's the thing. We, the people, have to turn our hearts back to the Lord, just like you said. And the best person beyond Jesus Christ, okay, to help lead the way, mm-hmm. it's the father of America's industry of abortion, Dr. Bernard Nathanson, who I met with. And there's an entire ministry, an apostolate, set up to fulfill the wishes of Bernard Nathanson. He wanted every American man and woman to know how he had deceived our country with 8 points of propaganda. And history matters, Bill. You know
yes,
it. History
right.
matters. And ideas have consequences. So somebody back in the 1960s, you know, they're coming up with the idea that, you know, we're going to get abortion legalized in all 50 states. And we're going to sell this as women's health care.
Right. Well, Kermit Gosnell in 1971 worked on an experiment where 15 women went through an abortion process, Terry, and this is revealed in the movie. It was a silver ball they inserted into the womb of the woman, and on a electronic indicator, it opened up and it revealed a bunch of blades and just went through the woman's womb like a Pac-Man. And I believe, it was disgusting. And so Gosnell, after that, of course, he's all kinds of scrutiny falls in. He escapes, I think, to Bermuda for about a year, year and a half, and then ends up coming back after Roe v. Wade to Pennsylvania. And, of course, that's where he executed and did the dirty deeds that he did, you know, there in Pennsylvania.
Well, I'm going to put a plug in, okay?
Okay, we got about a minute and a half,
yeah,
Terry.
We don't have enough time to teach 8 points of propaganda, but every one of your listeners, go to abortionking.com, get my book. And this is not about just selling books.
Mm.
This is about teaching everybody what Dr. Bernard Nathanson wanted them to know, and it has Norma McCorvey's affidavit. She's the Roe of Roe v. Wade. 30 years after Roe v. Wade, she tried to overturn the Roe v. Wade decision. So this is her affidavit to the Supreme Court, explaining how she was used and abused by these pro-abort attorneys. And so in one easy reading book, I've had more men tell me, Terry, I don't read books, but I read yours and I got through it in 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
It's because it's a story, Bill. An item. It actually shows you what does it look like? What happens when you love other people with the truth?
Mm-hmm.
And so, and it teaches those eight points of propaganda and how we got so deceived.
Well, her book, What If We've Been Wrong, Terry Beatley on Bill Martinez Live. She's an author, a speaker, and you know, Terry, I tell you, I am so grateful to have been connected with you, and I look forward to continuing our co-laboring together, that our country would be healed and that women across this country would once again realize that they can walk without the shame of what they've done.
Absolutely. From executive producers Tim Tebow and Robbie Tebow comes Run the Race.
This came for you in the mail today. Congrats. You're on somebody's radar, son.
Two brothers share an unbreakable bond.
I don't want to end up like Dad. I'm going to get that scholarship. I'm going to get us out of here.
But life's unexpected adversities put their future in question.
It's all part of his plan, right?
You're not the first person to wrestle with his faith.
Trust him. He's going to meet you wherever you're at.
Really? It's that simple?
When you lose your way.
I know life can be confusing. It's full of ups and downs.
Why is this so hard?
How do you find the strength to hold on to hope?
I believe in the plan. I believe in you. You're going to come with me wherever I go.
God does love you. He loves you that crazy.
Run the Race. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. Now playing. For tickets and showtimes, go to RunTheRaceMovie.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump arriving in Vietnam today for a second summit that starts tomorrow with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. The two-day affair is something that former FBI Director John Brennan says needs to produce a meaningful commitment from the North.
I'd like to see there to be some type of agreement on the part of Kim Jong-un to allow international inspectors to at least visit some of the facilities there. I think that's an important first step. It shows that Kim Jong-un is going to open up a bit.
Brennan spoke on MSNBC. President Trump's former personal lawyer and so-called fixer, Michael Cohen, goes behind closed doors with the Senate Intelligence Committee today. He'll answer questions in an open hearing of the House Oversight Committee tomorrow, and then on Thursday, Cohen testifies in private with the House Intelligence Panel. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Ask yourself, if you built a van for your business, where would you start? At the beginning, of course. With the people who invented the work van over 100 years ago, Mercedes-Benz. You'd give your new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter advanced technology and safety to keep you connected and protected. You'd make it available in diesel and gas, and there would be thousands of configurations and upfits to choose from. You'd build it right here in the USA, because your one-of-a-kind business deserves nothing less than a van that's built for you. Introducing the all-new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter. The safest, most innovative Sprinter yet, starting at just $33,790. Built for you, the all-new Sprinter, built in the USA. Mercedes-Benz, vans, born to run.
NSF fee excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, mall availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Equipment described as optional. 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter available soon.
Good hat, sweet. Can you arrange a meeting?
Your opinion really does matter.
A new age have begun.
Bill Martinez live, without a doubt.
28 minutes before the top of the hour, you know, the president is in Vietnam, as I mentioned. You've got John Brennan. How long were you there in that position to do anything about North Korea and weren't very successful? Now, because the president is there, you want to stick in your two cents, Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer. You know, what have you guys done after all these years? Even your own fellow Democrat, AOC, told Dianne Feinstein, just because you've been there for 30 years, doesn't necessarily make you the expert. It may make you just too old and useless, possibly. But here it is. We have a president doing something about something that's rather pernicious in our world with North Korea. And he's offering an alternate vision for the leader of North Korea in the name of peace. And meanwhile, you've got everybody back home, you know, trying to derail his efforts, whether it is Michael Cohen going before, you know, these congressional hearings to do whatever he can to make the president look bad while he's out of the country. And it just goes on and on. It's like, when is this going to stop? And then, of course, we've got the Christopher Hassan story. And with us right now, to tell us about the Christopher Hassan story and another attempt by the left to make our president look bad and derail all the good things he's been doing in the last 2 years. Yes, there are good things, Harriet, that he's been doing. You got to be aware of this. Commentary writer for the Washington Examiner, Eddie Scarry, is with us. Eddie, how you doing?
Hey, Bill. I'm good. How are you?
Hey, doing terrific. Thanks for coming on. You wrote that Trump and the GOP should not fall for the trap of answering for Christopher Hassan. Break that down for our audience, if you would.
Well, yeah, the second that this guy was arrested, I guess this was, what are we now, 2 weeks into it, there was, because agents found that he had twice Googled Trump's name about Trump, Civil War, Trump, impeachment, that there was suddenly this idea that he must have been inspired by Trump, and there's absolutely no other evidence of that. The guy was basically, if you look through the court document, instead of actually, this is the thing, I was reading news reports about, and I kept seeing Trump's name and linked to Trump and the white supremacy, and was like, wait, this isn't quite connecting, so let me look up the actual court document. Look at the court document. That's the two instances you see of Trump's name come up, and it actually just had to do with this guy looking for a catalyst for something that would spark civil unrest between the government and
right.
citizens. He was actually looking for, first and foremost, a law, like some kind of conflict between law enforcement and leftist groups like Black Lives Matter or anything. And then the overall goal was inspired, I guess, by his white supremacy.
Mm-hmm.
I think they found the one white supremacist that lives in America. The overall goal was just to see complete destruction. That was his words. And he was just looking for a catalyst for that. And I think he thought, when he talks about that, he says, I know that I can't do this alone. We got to have, something's got to happen to assist me. And so that's what he's looking for, to see, is this a plausible outcome?
Mm-hmm.
And yet I was watching on MSNBC, the Morning Joe crew, the 3 hours they just repeat the same thing over and over again.
Right.
That Trump, why isn't he coming out and answering for the white supremacists? Why aren't any of the Republicans in Congress? Well, why aren't they talking about Michael Jackson? I mean, they don't have to talk about something they have nothing to do with and has nothing to do with them. And that's just a way to tie. The way that the media do this is that they tie Trump or Republicans, but Trump supporters especially, to this whole idea of white supremacy and racism that really otherwise they haven't been able to find clear evidence exists.
Well, of course, and part of the presentation for the mainstream media was, the victims that were in his crosshairs. Democratic candidates for the presidency, other noted Democrats. No Republicans were in that lineup, right?
They had no Republicans other than, I guess, if you count Joe Scarborough, a former Republican. But
yeah.
That, again, was not even evidence of anything.
And I wonder if Joe Scarborough was actually there, if he just said, hey, make sure I'm up there, you know.
I think it was the whole idea that he wanted to talk about himself on the show. But, no, it looked like, in any other way you look at it, it looked like the one case was the Joe Scarborough where he said, oh, well, this guy is criticizing Trump. I don't even know who he is. But everyone else, it was just, he said he was against the Christopher Hassan guy. He said, I'm against the liberalist globalist, and he never really defines what that means. And this, the only way he used Trump was maybe that he looked at them and said, okay, so they're criticizing him, so I can put them in that group. He wasn't a Trump supporter. We haven't heard anything about him supporting Trump, voting for Trump. And again, the only thing you see in the court filing with Trump's name is those two Google searches, which had to do all with him looking for just any kind of conflict that might arise from
right.
Government clash with regular leftist citizens.
Right. And as you say, this is deja vu all over again. Let's go back to the 2016 election, David Duke, how they, threw that at Trump, and that stuck, that has been sticking. I mean, to this day, it's amazing to me. I mean, they all, but they're checking high school annuals. They're going back to find out anything. If they could find Trump in a KKK outfit, even if he was at a Halloween party, they would absolutely just celebrate. That would absolutely do this president in.
Well, on the other side, you never hear Democrats are all running up to New York to kiss the ring of Al Sharpton, and they're never asked to account
exactly.
for Al Sharpton and his ties to Shawana Brawley, which he still does not apologize for, that which, you know, nearly ripped New York City apart over race issues. The other anti-Semitic past he has for, whether he apologized for it or not, Democrats are never asked, even though they're going up to his office in New York every 4 years to kiss his ring for the Democratic presidential nomination.
You know, without a doubt. And of course, then we've got the Jussie Smollett hoax that has taken place. We talked with Dr. Wilfred Riley yesterday, the Kentucky professor. And, as he points out in his book, this was incredible, Eddie. And I know that it knocked Tucker Carlson off his chair the other night when he asked him this, or when he pointed this out, saying that just about every one of the hate crimes that have been picked up by the mainstream media have proven to be false without exception. I mean, that is an incredible statement to be made by somebody who has done the research. He's been tracking this for a long time and pointed this out. And clearly in his book, it's inarguable that that's been the case. All to your point, what we're talking about, which, you know, is at the base of your commentary here, is that because they hate Trump and they're trying to do anything they can to throw stuff that will stick on Trump to make him look bad so that it invalidates. I mean, that's when, you know, the Democratic Party is the party of invalidation. If you go along with their ideals and you don't have a problem with infanticide and reproductive rights and all this stuff, if you don't have a problem with, you know, Medicare for all, regardless of the cost, we'll figure it out, all these other socialistic ideas, hey, you're in the club. But if you ask any questions about it, because, you know, you're a critical thinker and you want to make sure you understand what it is they're proposing, well, how dare you? You're out of the club. You've got to turn in your decoder ring and we're going to change the secret handshake because you're no longer allowed. You're not even in the back of the bus. You're off the bus.
Yeah, and I think with the Jesse Smollett thing, what I think is so interesting, and I felt bad for the guy, the superintendent of police in Chicago, Eddie Johnson, when he's like, why would he do this? Why did he do this? Well,
right.
I don't think it's a mystery. We've been told for the last 3 years that we should expect violence like this to happen committed by Trump supporters because he's been fostered by the president. So why would someone not fake this? And the other reason for faking it is because that's how you advance. In the liberal culture, you get a raise, you get new job opportunities,
that's right.
At CNN or whatever.
Yeah.
So the whole thing was not a complete mystery. I felt bad for the guy. All the confusion in Chicago around it, the answer was obvious.
Well, why didn't he do like what all the other celebrities in Hollywood do and, you know, produce a sex tape? I mean, you know, it seems like every one of the right is that old school? Well, that just goes to show you where I'm coming from, you know. But now it's like, oh well, let's use a rope and talk about lynching, which is, boy, I'll tell you, talk about a mental shank that does, you know, to black and white America. I mean, to all Americans, when anything like that is brought up and when it's done as a hoax, even more so. What an insult to all of us, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Well, so what do we do with this Hassan deal? Is it die a slow death? Or you know, the Democrats are never, you know, they're not going to give up. I mean, it's kind of like the law of gravity. They are who they are. They're going to keep throwing this stuff at us, right?
Well, you notice that you probably haven't heard much about it this week. You haven't heard much about the Christopher Hassan case, I think, because they haven't found the clear link that they're looking for. And rather than just come out and say that, it simply just dies away. You never hear about it again.
Well, we'll chase down Robert Kraft, because Robert Kraft, I think he has, you know, he spent time with Donald Trump, so we'll somehow try to pervert that in such a way, right? They've got plenty of things to deal with. Eddie Scarry, I'm Bill Martinez live. Thank you, Eddie.
Chat about your debit card, the card you use for the things you buy every day. What if you could get cash back every time you bought those things? Well, now you can. Introducing Discover Cashback Debit. Just open a Discover bank account and start earning 1% cash back on up to $3,000 in debit card purchases every month automatically. Plus, there are no monthly fees or minimum balances. Now you can get cash back on the way you like to pay. Open a Discover bank account and get the debit card with cash back. Go to discoverbank.com/debit. Limitations apply. Excludes money market accounts. Discover Bank member FDIC.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Do you feel like many of us, all the distractions in the world, taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind that helps with mental distraction and supports memory function like nothing I've ever experienced. Go to BillMartinezLive.com now. Check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to BillMartinezLive.com for all the details to start to live, feel, and be young again.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
You know, no matter what you're dealing with, you know, this is what we love about this country, and we love about the people in this country, is that we're all ready for a comeback. I mean, you know, the stories abound of, you know, just the things that people have overcome. And it's just never ending. But if we don't stop to look at those things, you know, even on the Oscars the other night, you had to look. And yes, you had to wade through some of the stuff. It's okay. But, I mean, there was incredible success stories of people living their dream who, as little kids, you know, watching TV, could only think that maybe one day, you know, they could be an actor, actress. And what you're talking about is such a small percentage of people who actually go and realize that dream, of all the people that would love to be on the big screen, would love to be a star, but yet so few get that opportunity. But, you know, you love it. That and as I was watching the Oscars the other night, I thought, gosh, where else but America could this be done? You know, Sam, I got to bring you on right now, Samantha Mao, the Good News Girl, and we're so proud of Sam, and we're just so grateful for what she does for the show. And every week she's constantly searching out good news stories, talk about things that have gone viral in your world, that people are, that you may or may not have heard about. And I hear often, you know, because I think this, you know, what we try to do with this show, Sam, is we try to, as my old mentor, Chuck Bloor, would say, and I say that about Chuck. I had the honor of working with him in the 70s in Los Angeles when I was a radio personality and he was the program director, and I think probably the most awesome program director I've ever worked with. And what Chuck said to me and was said to everybody, and it's something I've held not only as it related to our personality as a radio personality, but in other areas of life. And he says, your job, every time you open up the microphone, Bill, your job is to elicit a positive emotional response. You know, you want people to say, wow, you know, I didn't know that. I'm glad, you know, I'm glad you told me about that. And that's what, that's how I feel about all the hard work that you do, is that you elicit a positive emotional response. by sharing these stories that otherwise we would not hear about, because, you know, everybody's bombarded with all this stuff. You know, they're worried about what Spike Lee said or he didn't say, and, you know, Maya Rudolph and all this stuff. You know, it's all a distraction, you know, in the bigger, really the main and bigger issues of life as we journey through life, you know, together. And hopefully we can get more together than divided, although there are those, you know, antithetical forces right now that are very prevalent. But, you know, we just have to look at them and just, you know, ignore them and move on and realize that there's a greater goal here, you know, to look forward to. So that aside, and you now on center stage, Sam, let's talk about these viral videos, like this elderly buyer's thank you note to an eBay seller that absolutely went off the charts. Tell us about that.
You know, there's different things that you don't think about being able to purchase anymore, and VCRs are one of those things. You know, oh, yeah. Like you can't just go down to Best Buy or Walmart and grab those anymore.
Right.
Well, you know, for a lot of us, our home videos, like, you know, like growing up, a lot of my home videos, you have to play them on the VCR. We didn't have, like, you know, camera phones and everything to record our youth. And then, you know, even like my grandparents had just gotten, you know, movies from like the 50s and 60s that they were able to watch only because my cousin converted it. Well, This seller on eBay, Matt Chakri of St. Louis, he had sold a VCR and he sold it for $40 and just didn't give it another thought until he got a letter in the mail earlier this month. And he looked, and it kind of caught his eye because it had a handwritten address.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a really touching thank you note from the guy who bought it. It was an 86-year-old man named Don, and he just wanted to tell him how much he truly appreciated it. He said he got to see a tape of his wedding and see family and friends that were no longer around. He got to see his family growing up, and, you know, there was people that weren't around anymore. And he's just like, I just want to tell you how much it meant to me. So, you know, it wasn't just the VCR that kind of reminds you of, like, you know, it's kind of recent past, but it feels far away because you can't buy them anymore.
Exactly.
But the thank you note, the handwritten thank you note.
Wow.
I think that's what really touched people.
You imagine going back and remembering, and then, as you say, seeing people that are no longer here and, you know, remembering your wedding day like that. Wow, what a gift. What a gift. That's awesome.
Absolutely.
Great story. This next one, you got a couple hiking through snow to bring food to motorists who had been stranded for hours. And I'd heard about this as well. Tell our audience, if you would.
Okay, so this happened on February 12th at Oregon's Columbia River Gorge. You know, this isn't the longest on record. This is just for a side note. The longest traffic jam on record was actually in Beijing in 2010, and it was 12 days.
Wow.
It was 12 days and 62 miles. Can you believe that? This wasn't quite that bad. But for
but that's Beijing. Beijing, that's almost every day for them, you know. So.
Yeah, that's true. It's just a little bit
crazy.
Different.
Right.
Traffic jam was 19 hours, and, you know, for people who are unprepared for that, this was on I-84 westbound, and there was a young couple that had been, you know, they were stuck on there, and they fortunately were able to get out after 3 hours, and they woke up the next morning, and they saw, this is Jade and Quentin Stell, and so they go to sleep. When they get home, they wake up, and they find out there are still people that are stranded on the road that have been stranded there overnight with their cars.
Oh, wow.
And they're like, you know, what can we do to help? We need to go get them some food and water. So they take their dogs, they go to the grocery store, and they buy, you know, sandwiches and bananas and water and granola bars, and they go and they start passing them out to the cars.
Mm.
And, you know, they actually were not giving out their name or anything like that. It was another guy who actually took a picture of them trying to figure out who they were, because they were just these people, and they were just taking time and going through and making sure these other people were taken care of. And one of the things about it was they said that whenever they would go up to cars, people were like, well, how much money? They said, this is not money. This is for free. We want to take care of you. And they ended up getting a $100 donation and putting it back into food and giving more. And don't you just love stories like that? Don't you just love people who, you know, you think about people wanting to be stars and stuff. Like, you can be a star in your own life. You can be a star to these people that need you, and I just
see this
know,
is our this is our culture,
people.
Sam. Sam, this is our culture that is you know all being muffled because of the politics and the identity politics and this divisive rhetoric that's flying out there. But there are people, just normal people, you know what Bill Maher would say, flyover country types.
you know, that, you know, he'd want to ignore those people, because, what we want to focus on is the people in San Francisco and New York and, you know, these elitist cities, and I'm not sure how elite San Francisco feels at times when they're out there picking up human feces, but Bill Maher thinks that they're the elites, and that people like this would want to be like them.
That's kind of ironic, and I think that I don't know if you've seen this post going around. I'm sure there's many different versions of it, but it's like, if you want to impress me, I want to see how you treat people. You know, I'm not going to care about how much money you have in the bank or how powerful you are or how famous you are. If you want to impress me, I want to see how you treat people. And that's one great thing about the people in this country that you see every day. And that's why I love telling these stories, because you see it. And
you go out to, you know, lunch with somebody or dinner with somebody, and you see how they treat a waitress or a waiter. That tells you everything you need to know right there.
That does.
I'll tell you, I've made many a decision based on how people have treated other people, whether or not I was going to do business with someone, believe it or not. And
I think that's a great standard.
Quite telling.
That'll tell you.
Well, this next story has to do with dogs, which is always a tender spot in my heart. And I got to tell you, over the holidays, they always show these videos of abandoned dogs that, oh my gosh, it just crushes me. And here's a 7-year-old that decides he's going to save hundreds of dogs' lives with what he's called Project Freedom Ride. Tell us about that.
So Roman McCann, he's just 7 years old, and he's actually, there's so many different things that young kids are capable of doing, and he's got empathy. And, so him and his mom were in Texas a year ago, and they adopted a dog from a shelter, and they found out, well, a lot of dogs in the shelter end up getting put down because it's a high-kill shelter, and, if they don't get adopted, that's what happens. And it's really difficult for people. Dogs are such loving creatures, and they're like, we might be blessings for rescuing them, but they kind of rescue us right back. And, Roman and his mom decided that they wanted to do all they could to rescue, as many dogs as they could down there. So he's been, part of what he does is he does like little interviews with the dog, and he shows that the dog's friendly and playful with people.
See
a dog being sweet with a 7-year-old,
you
feel pretty comfortable adopting that dog. So
exactly.
He has all these different videos where he's showing, like, he's, with different dogs that might be harder to adopt. They're older. They're not puppies anymore, but they're sweet and they're so full of love and they've got so much left to give. I like to see a 7-year-old doing that, maybe, instead of, like, being on the phone. Or like, 7-year-olds
exactly.
really have a lot to contribute.
Well, exactly. And that's awesome. And that's a great example for other young people out there. And this is just one of many of the stories in the Naked City, as they say. This next one is tough, because it's all about Girl Scout cookies. And I can't wait until they're done with, because I am so tempted. the chocolate mint cookies. Sam,
that's right.
I went through a whole sleeve the other night. I told my wife, get these things out of here. I can't do this.
That's right. Well, Charlotte Holmberg really thought of the best way to market them. It became like a want to a need when she put Jason Momoa on the front.
Yeah. And it went crazy, huh?
She put it on the front of the Samoa cookies, and so she's got
perfect.
Like, a picture of Jason Momoa, and for those who don't know, that's Aquaman.
Yes, exactly.
She's got him shirtless, and she sold out. I think she's a brilliant marketing genius.
Yeah, then Momoa's agent is going to come knocking on her door going, hey, look, I want a cut of some Girl Scout cookies here. Why not? Samantha Mao, the good news girl, on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Sam.
Hello. I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee, and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt at peaceaboveall.net for additional information. Please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email M-A-T-T at peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.
hunters, anglers.